This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
You can run free, I won't hold it against you. You do your thing, never wanted a future. Fuck if I knew how to put it romantic. Speaking my truth, there's no need to panic. No, let's not put a label on it. Let's keep it fun. We don't put a label on it, so we can run free. Yeah, I wanna be free like you. I'm a cool girl. I'm a cool girl. Ice cold. Said you were fine, so for whatever reason. Sure, we can chill, try and keep it platonic. Now you can tell if I'm really ironic.
FUBAR Radio, and that was Cool Girl, Tove Lo. Such a banger! She keeps bringing it, song after song after song. I'm obsessed with her. She's so sick. Mm. Do you think she's probably a cool girl in real life?
She is. She is a cool girl.
Oh, Natalie King.
Thank you.
Producer extraordinaire in the studio making beats.
Yeah, just like that. That was my audition. I think it's going to go well.
Well, it's a yes from me.
Thank you.
Today on the show, we've got a plethora of incredible guests coming in. Up first, we've got Incisive coming in a minute, and then we've got Get Inuit coming in. Double S is coming in later.
Yeah.
And on the phone, we've got Alexandra and Moore, all the way from the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
Big
crossing
show.
The world seas to speak to people on the phone on the radio.
They want to talk to you.
Yeah, of course.
That's what it is.
Well, it's me just being interviewed by all those different people.
They don't know it yet, but that's what's happening. When
yeah,
they come
it's going to be very exciting. Guys, you need to tweet in or email us your Desert Island Dicks, please.
Desert Island Dicks.
Now, for those of you who don't know what Desert Island Dicks are, then you haven't been listening to this show enough. But I'll tell you anyway, because I'm a nice person. It's a track that you couldn't bear to be stuck with on a desert island because it's going to be repeated again and again and again. Now, don't panic. It doesn't have to be a song that you actually hate. It could be a song that you think, if you heard it over and over again, you would just punch yourself repeatedly in the head. So that's the sort of mindset you need to be in. But then completely change that mindset for Last Request, which is a big, huge huge banger that you want to, us to play to get you ready for Friday and the weekend. And that is Last Request. So tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email rose@fubarradio.com and just header it either Desert Island Dick or Dick, which is what some people head their emails with, or Last Request, and let us know what you would like to hear.
Please do. It's no ballads, only bangers.
Thank you, Natalie. She knows how to describe Last Request like nobody else.
Thank you very much.
Better than probably I can describe Last Request, and I came up with it.
Can't be possible.
No, no, it is. It is. It very much is. Shall we play some music? Mm. Very excited to be playing a brand new song from the Landlord album, which has been blowing up in the UK and the US this week. This is Gigs Whippet Excursion.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Whipping excursion. I gotta pick up that person. In the chopper. Whipping that worker. You're not a gangster, you're just an internet version. Whipping that Wurzel. You know me, got the littlest circle. Misses in the crib, you know I'm keeping that fertile. You don't take pictures, you know I'm keeping that personal. White so clean, you know I'm flipping that parcel. Soon being a $1 million man, like I'm living with Virgil. Real shit, seen a little rehearsal. Big gun like Rick, it's like I'm living with Herschel. Gangster, gangster, with Lisa, and Jackie, grab Samantha. Little bit of Drake, and prang that Sampha. In the darkest, rap like Panther. Man don't powder, and a dark man pamper. I'm a real bad man, and a dark man stamper. I'm in the HSB, winning but one banker. A lot of man play Ken, but man a bad man blanker. Grab it and swerve it, turn it. Grab it and burn it. Banging that Kermit. Gotta grab it and firm it. Banging that German whip. Slanging that Sherman. Managed to burn them, fuck it. I'm grabbing that burden. I just linked up with Buck, and I'm with Alex in Berlin. Gravity surfing. Cavity's hurting. Man of no mercy. Man have been murking. Managers, actors, man are rehearsing.
Mamas are talking. Now man are reverting. And now man are converting.
FUBAR Radio presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
With me in the studio is Mr. Reese Shearsmith. Reese-sung.
Reese-sung.
Looking me up. Do you get hurt by any kind of negative feedback on stuff?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I can see why people. Oh yeah, I get. I rate any criticism at all. Yeah.
Criticism is like, hard, isn't it?
I would absolutely, if I could, strap anybody down that had anything to say about in a negative way. And it's all right. Give me. You've said this in your thing, so you didn't like it, and it wasn't funny for these. But give me three examples, or I will pour this petrol on you and set you on fire.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
We the best music.
Oh, this what we doing here?
Another one.
I might have to put on my jewelry for this one.
Rave talk. Oh, we're talking that rave talk. Safe talk. Here we go, talking that safe talk.
Major key alert.
Oh, we good now.
Major bag alert.
DJ Khaled.
I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. We go to court, we gon' plead and feel. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chips. I got the keys.
Major.
I got the keys.
Nigga, so he's asking me the key. Till you own your own, you can't be free. Till you own your own, you can't be me. How we still slaves in 2016. Key to life, keep it bad coming. Every night another bag coming. I ain't been asleep since 96. I ain't seen the back of my eyelids. I Driving speed through life with no safety belt. 101 with the corner with no safety help. I put fun like Josh Norman. I ain't normal, nigga. Just a project, nigga. Out in Beverly Hills, California, nigga. That rape talk. That's fun, nigga. Special golf talk here. All my niggas from the mud, damn near. All my niggas millionaires. We gon' take it there, I swear. You gon' think a nigga psychic. You ain't seen nothing like this. I should probably copyright this. I promise they ain't gon' like this.
I got the keys, keys, keys. 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 Keys. We go to court, gon' plead the fifth. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chumps. I got the keys, keys, keys. I got the keys. Bitches ain't even on my radar.
Got a battery low, it's like fucking charges. Pile out the courtroom like what charges? Big pimpin' on your court steps. In case y'all ain't noticed, I ain't lost yet. Y'all know it's one to one, soon as you hear that.
Right.
Y'all know the difference, right? From rap facts and fiction, right? Sheet. Real life, I'm like hoes. Real life, I'm like goals. In real life, they like me. In real life, I'm like, no. My swag different. That bag different, huh? My wife Beyonce. I brag different, huh? My baby blue. What else? I dream in color. What else? That's too much flavor. What else? I don't rap to suckers. God bless you all. I only talk special talk. I only talk special clock. Said I only talk special.
I got the keys, keys, keys. 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 We go to court, we gon' plead the fifth. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chips. I got the keys, keys, keys. I got the keys, keys, keys.
Radar, radar. Ain't even on my radar.
Swish.
Radar, radar. Oh, you ain't on my radar.
Swish.
Radar, radar. No, no, you ain't on my radar.
Swish.
Oh, oh, your bitches ain't even on my radar.
DJ Khaled from the brand new album Major Key, and that is I Got The Keys featuring Jay-Z and Future. He likes keys, we know.
He does like a key.
It's a banging album, though.
It's a really good album.
As you've just revealed, Meghan Trainor's on it.
Yeah, she's on it. Drake's on it. Everyone's on it,
I mean, any album that features Jay-Z, I think it's big time because he's retired. So if you can get him out of retirement... It's pretty big.
It's pretty big, yeah.
Very much enjoying that, but we are going to speak about that a little bit later in music, news and reviews. Mm. So we don't want to ruin it now. Did you know that Justin Bieber got naked again?
No, tell me more.
I mean, I'm sure he's naked a lot but he got pictured naked again, apparently. He's been hanging out on holiday with a lot of... Oh, I just punched my own microphone out of the way then.
Justin Bieber naked makes you feel.
Yeah, well, basically. All this incredible new music is making me so excited that I'm punching stuff. I mean, that's separate to Justin Bieber's penis. But that Giggs and DJ Khaled, so good.
Amazing. Giggs was probably one of my favourite artists. I saw him at Lovebox.
He's got a sexy voice, right?
One of my favourites I've seen this year.
Also, he's like... I think he's a bit of a cool dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It sound like someone's mum when I said that. But
such a nice boy.
A cool dude.
Very cool dude.
But yeah, let's talk a bit about some news, the stuff that's in the news. Apparently, Justin Bieber's getting naked. He got his rod out. That's so disgusting. In Hawaii during a skinny dip session. To be honest, guys, I think we should just leave people alone when they're on holiday. How about that?
I think so. If you want to get naked and when you're having a skinny dipping session.
Don't get me wrong. If I was like walking into Mahiki naked, I'd understand if you'd be like, oh, I'm going to take your picture and put it in the paper. Mm. But if you're like on holiday and you're doing a bit of a skinny dip, then fuck off.
Or unless you're on sort of Brighton Beach, in which case that would be a little odd, I think.
Then I love that you choose Brighton Beach. It's like, if you're on Brighton Beach, that you can't do that kind of stuff on Brighton Beach without getting photographed.
I don't think you can. It's chilly, it's pebbly.
You're getting your photo taken with your wang around.
Yeah, I think so.
Niall Horan has been having a bit of a go at a girl who took a photo of him sleeping. Now, I actually got quite... I saw this because I follow Niall Horan on Twitter. And I actually totally agree. Because he is a really nice person in real life. Mm. And I think she wrote on this post... She put a picture of him sleeping, being like, "Ha! Oh my god, met another man, so nice. Like, we had a great chat about Ireland, blah, 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 blah." And was like, "But he asked me not to take photos, so I took one of him sleeping." I mean, babe, as a sentence, yeah, that is absurd.
Where is he? Was he on a plane?
He was on a plane, and right, he was really ill, and he said, "Because I'm ill, would you mind not taking your photo?" But was happy to chat to her and be yeah, nice. When I, if I go somewhere, yeah, if I was going to pay, I've never in my life travelled first class. I've been past the first class because there was a medical emergency on a plane I was on and I had to walk past it. But I've never been in it. And if I'd paid to be in first class and I really need to chill, and especially busy life like his, you need to sleep. It takes a lot of niceness in your body to be, when you're ill to still have a nice conversation with a fan who sat next to you.
Yeah.
And then you take the fucking piss by taking a picture of him sleeping.
Well, I think there's, I think generally taking a photo of when someone is sleeping is creepy and just should not be done.
So I shouldn't do that anymore to you.
Have you, how many have you taken?
Like at Lee Fest, I probably took 7 or 8 photos of you sleeping.
Oh, I think that's okay. When you're at a festival, that's
I'm
fine.
Not tweeting them though, babe.
That's fine.
They're just for me.
You, just yeah, for you to enjoy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fine. Don't worry, I've proved that. But say if I was on a plane with you, maybe don't take a photo.
No, if you were on a plane with me, you'd yeah, let me. But if we weren't on the plane together, like if we were separately travelling,
yeah,
you'd be upset.
Kind of odd, yeah, if suddenly I see on Twitter that you've taken a photo of me.
But imagine if the tables were turned, right, and he had taken a picture of her and been like, "Oh, look at this fitty that I took a picture of sleeping on." Everyone would be like, "All right, rapist."
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it would be a bit weird. It's, so yeah, I'm not calling her a rapist,
no,
but I'm
no,
saying it
no,
is
no,
it is a bit weird that you would take a picture of someone when they don't know you're doing it.
Well, it's kind of weird if it's someone you do know and you don't, "Oh, they're asleep, take a photo." If it's somebody you definitely don't know and they've said, "Don't take a photo of me," and then you wait for them to go to sleep.
And they've
the
been nice
thing,
to you. They
yeah,
haven't been, if they were a dick and they were like really mean, you'd be like, "Oh, here's a photo of them and sleeping. What a dick."
Why tweet it as well? I've just seen this.
She was obviously
asleep.
To be fair, she was obviously just really excited, but it's quite a scary side of this new sort of social media
yeah,
youth that like do whatever they want, take pictures. Because I see it, like, I went to this premiere last night and some guy was leaving the premiere and they would, some people were taking pictures of him. I was like, it was so like
you just
aggressive.
Said the premiere, you haven't said which.
Oh, sorry, like David
know.
Brent the movie.
Right, okay, so
which, pick that up off the floor,
dear,
which
okay,
we'll be chatting about in music
sure,
news and reviews a little bit later. But I saw someone getting their photo taken and it was like proper, like, iPhone in your face.
Yeah.
I mean, Laura Whitmore actually tweeted a photo today of a paparazzi like camping outside of her house. It must be really horrific.
Yeah, I think so.
To be sort of hounded to that level. I mean, Niall and the One Direction boys must get it
all the time.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever taken a photo of you when you're asleep?
Only fans on planes.
Right.
Like, for me, it's
that's
most like fans on planes always take pictures of me sleeping,
yeah,
especially
yeah,
when I'm like in the economy section of EasyJet, like after just eating 2 packets of Pringles and a bacon sandwich.
What's,
and just sort of got it all over me.
That's
and,
good. Someone took a photo of me, and actually, I look really good, so much so that I will only approve of photos of me when I'm asleep now. I don't want any when I'm awake. I look better. I looked actually so good in this photo that I thought, yeah.
Is your profile picture on Facebook?
Yeah, it's really good. It should be. That wouldn't be creepy at all, me just asleep in a photo.
I mean, you're creepy anyway, so it's
yeah,
not.
Thanks, okay.
So it's okay. Like, it's not that surprising.
No,
that you,
no,
I mean,
no,
you probably don't have the level of fans that I do that sort of take photos of you on planes anyway.
I'm just living the dream, really.
I'm a plane taking fan.
Yeah.
Busting.
You can't go on with private jets. That's the only thing you can go on now, isn't it?
Basically, it's very difficult for me to
problem,
travel
yeah,
normal.
Well, that's
with
it.
Normal
you get a
people,
helicopter to work because you can't go on the tube.
Yeah, can't go on the overground, babes.
No, no, no.
On that note, should we play some music?
Mm-hmm.
This one's dedicated to poor old Niall who got taken a photo of while he was asleep. I feel you, babe. I get it happen to me all the time. This is a brand new one from the amazing Slow Wolf, who we've had on the phone on the show before, and Kimbra. This is White Feathers.
If the world's gonna make me choose, it's my heart that I'm gonna use. It's white feathers in the sky, chasing you in the night, telling me to run and hide. You can't take me, you can't make me down borders, searching for a hand to try. After
and Kimbra White Feathers. I am very, very excited to have Incisive in the studio with me right now. How's it going?
I'm really good. Hi.
Tell me, straight up, where did the name come from? I love it.
Incisive.
Yeah.
Concise, precise, mentally sharp.
I really incisive. Like, it sounds really nice to say. Incisive.
Incisive. I had a funny name before when I first started rapping.
Yeah.
And it just didn't fit. So I needed a new name and it was literally look in the dictionary.
That is the best way to do it. You should have had one of those calendars that gives you a new word every day. And then, well, that might have taken you 365 days
possibly,
to come up with a name. No, I love it. I absolutely love it. Brand new. Obviously, you've been in the game for a long time.
I've been about for a while.
Yeah. Brand new track with featuring Shaka, Push.
Yep.
It's huge. It's a real summer banger.
Thank you.
It's been about a year since you released anything. Is it 2015?
Officially,
officially.
Yeah.
And you've worked with Shaka before and it always goes very, very well. But this is sick. Tell us a bit about it. How did it come about? You obviously work with Shaka quite a lot anyway.
Yeah,
But what sort of draws you guys together?
I think it's just the energy and we really understand each other. You know, we came up like on the same circuit.
Yeah.
Performing at the same live events and stuff. And so we really understand each other in the studio. And so it's just a really natural experience when we're in the studio and it's just fun and it's the vibe. And so this song was completely unplanned. It was like, he just called me on a Saturday. He was like, what are you doing? I said, nah. He said, come round. I said, all right. I came round and then we made Push in like an hour, 45 minutes or so.
That's the best way that music comes about though, right?
Yeah, literally.
Like completely naturally.
And it was just, just unplanned and just get a couple of drinks out, put on a song and see what happens.
I was going to say, in the video, it looks like you're having a lot of fun. Was that a real life party?
The video was insane. It was a staged party.
Yeah.
So we had real drinks. It was real people that we didn't really know, but we just invited down.
It was a new friends party.
Yeah, it was new friends. We had real limbo going on. We had a pinata, which didn't make the video, but it was a pinata. We had beer pong.
So it was
some people literally left drunk.
I would hope that they did leave drunk.
Yeah. So it was a real party. Obviously you have to stop and start for videos and stuff.
Yeah. But it's a lot of fun, isn't it, making videos?
It's tiring. I think for the artist, because you got to switch on. As soon as they say action, you have to just wake up and just be straight on. But it was a particularly fun shoot.
If anyone's concentrating on that video, it's got to be you. Like if all the rest of them are just drunk, you've got to be sober.
You have to wake up and just be ready.
Yeah.
But not fully sober.
So never fully sober.
Never.
So you work with Shaka before. What's your sort of favourite thing about collaborations?
I think it's just so weird. You can just go in together and obviously you got different opinions and different vibes and different thoughts and you can come in with silence and make music. I think that's magic, to be honest. I think that is a bit of magic. Like you go in with silence and there's nothing there.
And all you need is an hour and 45 minutes.
Just give me an hour and 45 minutes and we just bang out a song like Push, yeah.
And it's such a summer banger. I really love it. It's sort of like proper catchy summer vibes, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That was the intention. I mean, when I first started writing the verse, Shaka was like, simplify it. Just make it a vibe. Just feel it. And I was like, yeah. And then I changed some things. Like he changed some things in the course. I was like, look, let's simplify it. Just feel it. The sun was out. We were just drinking our rum.
When was that? Because honestly, we've had none of that. You're bringing the sun with the song, not with the weather.
I think the day the song came out, the sun had been out like ever since. I'm sure the sun was out today at some point.
Well, it was. We need you to keep playing this song.
I need you to keep playing this song.
Don't worry, I will. So what's up next for you? You've obviously released this track. It's an absolute banger. But have we got anything more to look forward to this year?
Definitely. I've got another single in the pipeline.
Great.
That we're planning the video for now. And then I've got an EP with a producer called Nighty P.
Sick.
So I produced some records and he produced some records and tweaked my produced records and then we just made some songs. And so that should be coming out in the next couple of months.
Sick. And have you got any live gigs going on for the rest of the year or are you keeping it in the studio?
No, I'm in and out. I've got this month, I know I've got Notting Hill Carnival. I'll be performing there at the Rampage stage.
Amazing.
So that will be really
good. That'll be a vibe as well.
Yeah, that will be a real vibe.
Fingers crossed the sun is out for that weekend.
The sun isn't out, it's still going to be a vibe.
Do you know what? It always is at Notting Hill Carnival, though. I don't know what it is, but it always comes out for Notting Hill Carnival.
Yeah. So that will be a good one. I mean, that's quite a big stage. It's like 10,000 people there. So.
Oh, just a couple of 10,000 people.
A couple people there, yeah. So
what's your favourite thing about performing?
I prefer to perform. I have to write that one down. I prefer to perform with a live band, and yeah. I think that's like it brings a whole different dynamic to your music, and I really love that. You know, just working with the band.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's I think that's my favorite.
What's the one thing that you need to have on your rider on that day? What is it? What is the drink? What is the food that you need?
I'm such a simple man, you know. My rider is so basic. Normally, my rider is just like, I'm gonna need some water and
some hummus.
No, just water. Normally, I just want water, and it
would
be
my,
my manager would be like, look, you can't just ask for water. He'll add some things, and I might just nibble at it. But before a show, I don't really like to eat too much and do too much. Do you know what I mean?
You're a good boy.
Before the show.
For 10 minutes before the show happens, and then the show happens.
I might have one drink, but I don't need a whole bottle of a drink. I just need one drink.
I know what you mean. You don't want to be going on there like falling over.
Falling over, your stomach rumbling from those cushions you were eating. It's not really ideal.
Sick. Well, this is a bit of a weird question for people. No. It's not. It's normal, but it's like some people say they don't have these, and some people say they've got so many that they can't name them. But what would you say? Sorry, who would you say are your biggest influences in music? And it could be dead or alive.
Influences.
Like people that have made you, like what made you get into this music? What made you start making music in the beginning?
My big brother used to produce like in the bedroom when we were small. Like he must have been like 13 or so, and I was 8 or something. He used to just produce like on his little Atari, just make these beats that at the time he thought he was sick, but they were probably dead. And my big cousin used to come around and they used to rap like just on a basic. Like they'd plug the headphones into the stereo and use one of the ears as the microphone.
Oh my god!
It was that, and just record. And I just used to watch them. And eventually, obviously, your big brother, you want to be like your big brother.
Yeah.
So eventually, I picked up the mic, and I think that's what really got me into it. And because he produces and he engineers, I used to go in the studio with him.
Yeah.
And one time he was like, I was like the annoying little brother. One time he was like, you should just learn yourself. Just do it yourself.
And leave so me alone.
Leave me alone. Yeah. So you taught me how to record myself, and since then, you know, I've been producing, recording myself, and just really like DIYs. I think he's the one that really got me into that whole do it yourself, don't rely on anyone mentality. So I think that was.
And how does he feel now? You're doing so well.
Yeah, he supports me now. Yeah, he's so critical, and he got me into being so hypercritical, insanely critical. You can't play anything to him unless it's ready. You play him. If I played him Push, the first draft, he'd probably be like, why is the bass like that? Why don't you change that?
Yeah, because he knows already about music.
Yeah. So, sorry, what was your question?
Oh, we were just talking. I've now forgotten my question.
What was my influences?
Oh, yeah. So who we were just talking about how your brother feels about you being in the industry.
So now I feel like I can play him stuff and he's like, yeah, that's a good tune.
But that's the thing about family is when you do show them things, like my mum, if I like say, I've done this interview or whatever and she'll listen to my show, she'll be like, I didn't like that.
Exactly.
Or who's that? Or what are they doing? I liked it, but I didn't like the sound of your voice. I'm like, shut up.
But eventually.
Yeah, but then she's like, oh, I love you so much.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So that
family.
Feels good.
So I heard on the grapevine, right, about this carpool karaoke thing, James Corden.
Right.
So you were saying, I saw on Twitter that you were saying that it was originally your thing, and he stole it.
Basically, yeah.
So tell me about this.
Do you know what happened the other day? Basically, for some reason, the production company that brought him the idea, quote unquote, were on the news.
Yeah.
And then they're a UK company as well. Obviously, he's from the UK, and I. Like I said, I came up performing with Shaka, and there was a show that we done. And before the show, we had some time after soundcheck. So we went into my car, and we had a camera to record the show because we used to record all of our shows. I put the camera on the dashboard, and we recorded like a live rehearsal, more or less, of the show. And also with an artist called Khadija Kamara. She's an amazing vocalist. So we done it, and that was essentially the first car show that we done.
Yeah.
And if you look on YouTube, obviously it's documented, it's dated, it's there from, I don't know what year it was, ages ago, way before car karaoke. And then when we done it, we played it back and we put it online and, you know, people liked it. So I started doing these car shows.
Were you getting different artists in with
I was in it. The thing about the car show was, again, it's a vibe. So because Shaka knows my songs so much, it was literally just off the top and we just done it and we were just jumping in and out. So... I got other artists to do it, and I was like, you need to get someone else, even if it's a backing vocalist, get someone else so you can vibe off them and do it with them. But it was never quite the same, like, for me to continue it enough with other artists without me in the car.
Yeah.
So essentially I'd have to have made a song with the artist, because even with James's one, I guess he's always in the car as well to bring that extra vibe to it. So I have got other artists on the car show as well. It is on YouTube. It's there way before the car karaoke. Then one day I see this car karaoke pop up. And then now it's like, if I were to do a car show, people are like, oh, you're doing the car karaoke.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So which
is
really annoying. So I don't really do it anymore. But yeah, it was my idea.
So did you tweet him or anything and say?
I tweeted him initially. But obviously he's got a billion followers. So he can just say, I didn't see your tweet. Or I did see your tweet and I ignored your tweet. Or I did see your tweet, but I never saw your car show. There's a billion things he could say. But in my heart, he took my car show.
Well, I think almost silence is a bit deadly. Because if you don't say anything, it sort of is like, well, you need to answer. You need to say.
He needs to answer for his actions, doesn't he?
He definitely does. He definitely does. Well, in a second, we're going to play your brand new single. But first, we play a little game on this show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
I love that.
Yeah. And on Desert Island Dicks, I stick you on a desert island for the rest of your life and you're stuck with one shit song that you've got to listen to over and over again. So think of the worst possible song you could imagine being stuck with on a desert island, and that is your desert island dick. So Incisive, what is your desert island dick?
Desert Island Dick is the Teletubbies song. You know that song that went to number one?
Teletubbies, that one. I can't remember how it went.
Is that how it goes?
Say hello.
That's the one.
That's already annoying. That's enough.
Why do I know that song?
I knew the ad-libs.
Yeah. And then the sunshine with the big baby face. Terrifying.
That is my Desert Island.
Well, I think that Incisive, that is a very good Desert Island Dick. Do you know more why it's a good Desert Island Dick?
Tell me why.
Because it's a terrifying program, and why can none of us understand that they're terrifying creatures that are? And there's a giant baby that's in the face of the sun.
Laughing.
Not good, not good. That is a very good choice for Desert Island Dicks. Thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us on the show. Please, can you introduce your brand new single?
Of course. This is Incisive on Fubar Radio and my song Push featuring Shaka.
Woo! Let me give you all of my love. Let me give you all of my love. Why hit the rave when you cling to the side? Let me get that push. Drink in my hand, might change all night. Let me get that push. It's me and you, love. Take my push. It's me and you, love. Take my push. Wanna come and give me that?
Who can I move to? Tap her on the shoulder, she said excuse you. I said excuse me, help me make this movie. Act right, I might put you in my two-seat.
No longer.
Vibe through the whole song. Way she whining, I'm trying and just hold on. Grind left, grind right, I'm like, hold on. Cool, got it. Can we roll on? Bare gas, street spitting out my white cup, but we don't care. One finger in the air. A virgin got a coat from the cloakroom. Said she wanna go soon, till she's chatting to some bread.
Some cheese.
Drink spilling out my white cup, but we don't care. One finger in the air. A virgin got a coat from the cloakroom. Said she wanna go soon. Why the hell she even here?
Why hit the rave when you cling to the side? Let me get out, push. Drink in my hand, might change your night. Let me get out, push. Me and you, love, take my push. It's me and you, love, take my push. Wanna come and give me that? Off by seven and I'm leaning. If my mother could have seen me, them shots could make my tongue go numb. Bust another one in here. How sweet does she look so sleazy? The brother just dropped in it. I could never let a hater kill a vibe. I'm a dance like I'm running from a beating. Maybe I hail from the West Indies, where a man dance till sun come. Everything you need, have it one time. Backseat fun is a must run.
Now I'm leaning like a Segway. There's no weight on the bar like it's leg day. Two shots, then I'm looking for a push. If she don't push back, I don't beg, mate. Drink spilling out my white cup, but we don't care. One finger in the air. Her virgin got a coat from the cloak. Said she wanna go soon. Why the hell she even here?
Why hit the rave when you cling to the side? Let me get that push. Drink in my hand, might change your night. Let me get that push. It's me and you, love. Take my push. It's me and you, love. Take my push. Oh, I hit the rave when you cling to the side. Let me get up, push. Yak in my hand might change your night. Let me get up, push. It's me and you, love. Take my push. It's me and you, love. Take my push. Let me give you all of my love. Let
Let me give you all of my love.
Don't wanna waste time.
Oh,
baseline for your waistline.
Off by 7 and I'm leaning. If my mother could've seen me, them shots could make my tongue go long. Bust another one in here.
Oh, I feel living and I mean it. My mother gonna see me. Them shots could make my tongue go long. Bust another one in here.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
What you think could go wrong in an eatery where you are in the buff.
What if you just, you see someone in a different light when you see them across them and you're like, oh.
Say if the tables are quite low
and
you've got like quite a long schlong and then you go to sit down and you accidentally dip the tip of your dick in your tea.
Yeah.
That could happen. That could actually happen.
But what if you're eating, like you're eating sausages or something like that and you sit down and you don't realise.
You see yours on the table.
And all of a sudden you're like, oh, something doesn't feel right. Oh my God, I'm halfway through eating my own dick.
I'm circumcising myself.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning.
There with his brand new track with well, it's actually not his track, it's Major Lazer, Cold Water. I'm joined by Jamie from Get Inuit. How are you doing, Jamie?
Hello.
We originally met at Lee Fest, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling since then?
Since then?
Well, you've obviously been doing a lot of festivals, so are you fully recovered or are you still in festival mode?
I'm still in festival mode. I've got a few more that I need to do, so as you can tell by my voice, I'm still pretty buzzed.
Yeah, you're ready to rumble.
Ready, steady, cook.
So one of the best catchphrases I think ever. Ready, steady, cook.
I'm glad you said it.
Jamie, tell me about your performance at Lee Fest. Did you have a good time?
I had a really good time because I'm a Kent boy, so it was not only a really nice festival, but I
you were 10 minutes from home.
Yeah, I got to see lots of Kent bands as well, and we got to stay nice and late and chill out. And yeah, it was. I saw so many faces that I recognised from all over my county.
That's incredible. Well, we really enjoyed having a chat with you. You've been very busy, boys.
Mm.
I saw your little tour video that you released, which was really cute. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
You've been on tour with like Slaves, Spring King, which you've still got some dates with Spring King coming up, haven't you? And loads of other people. How is tour life for you? Are you enjoying it? Or is it?
We are so boring. Like, we have an obsession with collecting as many, wait for it, bottles of water.
Oh, my God, no. I think that's legit. We talked about this at Lee Fest. I think that is a legit thing. Water is expensive.
It is. We hoard. If we can take a crate of water from a show, that's a successful show. Most people would want to have fans. We'll accept 3 bottles of water.
Each.
I'm glad, yeah, each. Yeah. I mean, sure, I wasn't going to say
Literally fine with 3 between all of you.
Yeah, I'll take tap water, I don't even care.
No, you've got to be snobby about it. You've got to be snobby about the water.
Yeah?
I once took a packet, you know, Fiji water.
Yeah.
I was at a festival and there was some free Fiji water and I was like, this is too good an opportunity to pass up, so I'm going to put it in my backpack. I loved that Fiji water around for a long period of time. Still haven't drunk it, waiting for the right moment.
And you want to drink it and then you want to fill it up with tap water.
There he is.
Do that lid up. Yeah.
So but how many water bottles do you think you have in total? Sort of 500,000 or...?
I think it's 532,000.
Wow. I mean, that's not that many, so I think you need to work harder on that.
Yeah,
I think you should be a little bit embarrassed about how little that number
is. And I am rounding up as well, so could be less.
So who directed your tour video? Was that you guys? Did you work on that yourselves, or did someone come in and help you?
Yeah, well, we had a friend of ours called Katie Craig who kind of followed us about for a bit and tried
in a
to
creepy
make us
way
look.
Or
it's always creepy with Katie, very disturbing. And she just filmed us at our best and tried to make us look very interesting.
You looked very edgy and cool in it, I must
say.
There was one point where you were sort of sleeping on the floor somewhere, which I enjoyed the backstage real backstage gritty side of a tour.
Oh, it is
just That's sleeping on the floor. I mean, don't get me wrong, audience, he was on a mattress on the floor. He wasn't, you know, really sort of slumming it. He was actually on a quite nice looking mattress.
Yeah, it was a very nice mattress. I had a really good night's sleep that night, actually.
You had a really lovely time. So tell us a bit about what's coming next for you guys, because you're still festivaling. You've got a huge, actually, I'm looking at the tour dates, a huge...
It's like a scroll.
Yeah, basically, you've got dates in August, September, the whole of October, pretty much every single day. Pretty much every single day in October.
Yeah.
So you're not free any of October.
I'm sorry.
So I'm glad I know
do
that.
Something?
Well, I'm glad I know
busy.
That now, because you didn't tell me that when we first met. So you didn't sort of say, hi, I'm busy for the whole of October, just so you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Tell us how excited you are for this tour, though, because it looks incredible. And you're doing stuff with Spring King, The Big Moon, The Magic Gang, and Cagoule.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing name.
It's a fantastic lineup, and I think we're quite lucky because a lot of the other bands have to do... like 3 shows here and then it kind of switches over, whereas we are following Spring King for the whole month, which we're very excited about.
Which, who are a wicked band. Mm. We actually chatted to them as well at the festival. They're amazing.
They're great people as well, which is often overlooked in the industry that we live in.
So you have a lot of fun sort of with... Do you have a lot of sort of man bants with the boys?
Look at me. Yeah, it's non-stop. It's so, non-stop lad. Hashtag lad.
Do you sort of find yourself like... get, you know, fighting over the water bottles, or is it okay?
I think it's okay. Well, they're big time. Let's face it, Spring King are pretty big time. They can have as much water as they like. They give us the spare water.
So,
really.
But you're happy with that? You're sort of happy to let them...
Oh, definitely. I cannot wear a cap like Tarek can in Spring King, so why would I even try? I'm happy to be underneath, like, beneath him.
You were named by Annie Mac as ones to watch in January of this year, which is incredibly exciting. How was that sort of to have that accolade? Because she's obviously actually one of the biggest UK tastemakers now. So how did that sort of feel when she gave that title to you?
It was really exciting couple of weeks because it was the start of the year. Like you said, we got in on January and we weren't expecting to get that accolade so early on in the year. And yet it kind of
Literally couldn't be earlier on in the year.
No, it was perfect. It kind of set us up for the rest of the year.
Yeah, 2016.
Yeah, if anything, we've let her down.
No, I think you're smashing it because she probably thought, I want to make sure these boys come away with as much water as they possibly can while they tour this year.
That's it, yeah. So that might be it.
So what's up next for you? Is there an album coming? What can we get excited about with Getting You
It? You can get excited very soon because I think next week we're going to be dropping a brand new song. I love saying dropping a song.
Yeah.
That's nice,
I get to say it a lot and I'm not a musician. It just makes me feel like a little bit like I am, which is really exciting. Are you allowed to tell us anything about this single?
Well, I can tell you the name of it, definitely.
Tell me.
It's called Teriyaki.
Tell me more about why it's called teriyaki. One of the nicest foods,
yes,
I must say.
And one of the nicest words, if you think about it. Teriyaki. It just feels really nice to say. And
really
the song
does. A bit like Konnichiwa, which is Skepta's album. I really enjoy saying Konnichiwa. So tell me more about teriyaki. What have we got to look forward to with teriyaki?
It's a really short kind of and sweet song. It's like a 2-minute smash and grab, and it's very
smash
summery.
And grab.
Yeah,
I really like the idea of it being a smash and grab.
It is. By the end of the song, you're like, oh, was that the song? And then you've got to play it again, which might be a bad thing. But
no, it's a good thing because when I like a song, I do that weird thing. You know, if you put it on iTunes, there are other music streaming services available. I don't even need to say that. I just like saying it. And then you just click on it and then it just revolves it over because it just doesn't go to the next song. Mm. And I actually quite like that.
Yeah, and it's such a short song that you won't even notice that you've heard it 3 or 4 times.
So why is it called teriyaki? You still haven't told me.
I just like that word.
So it literally
there,
is.
There are some slight connotations in
references.
The lyrics, yeah. But I just really like that word. And I think that word is underused. And so I decided, you know what? I had to put up with a lot of stick from the band. They were like, no, can we call it something that's actually makes
sense? Not
your
favourite word.
I said, no, I'm putting my foot down. I'm the talent. We're calling the song Teriyaki.
You're
get used
all dicks.
To it.
That's get it. Out of here.
Mm.
We talked a bit when we met last time about Get Inuit. For those of the people who are listening now who weren't listening then, tell us a bit about the name Get Inuit. Where did it come from?
So my bassist guitar.
just to be clear.
Yeah. Just
not basement
days.
Or
no.
Bass.
Or bass. just in case you're reading this somewhere. decided to come up with this ridiculous pun of get Inuit, get into it. And I remember him telling me, and he's like, this is going to be good. And
this
at the time, I was naive and vulnerable, and I let him call the band that, and I've regretted it every moment of my life since.
Well, can I say that I really like it? And I also,
no,
when I say
liar.
It, I want to say...
Lying.
I'm not, because I want to say, let's get Inuit every time I see you.
That's it.
Let's get Inuit.
That's
it's also quite
that
sexual.
Made it sexy, actually.
Yeah, it's quite sexual. Mm. I've got quite a sexy voice now.
I mean, when I let's get Inuit, it's not the same.
Well, you need you coming to introduce.
I can introduce you if you want. Let's get Inuit.
Oh,
yeah, I'll get a soundbite of that. That'd be great.
And you can just sort of play it, and everyone will be like, "That was creepy." It's a creepy way to start the show.
Sexy.
So, as there's only you here, and you are the lead singer and most important person in the world right now.
Thank you. I paid her to say that.
Tell me the three artists that have influenced you, and you can also say if there's any that you feel. Influenced the band as well. Top three artists that have influenced you guys and Get Inuit and yourself and everybody around you.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's a wide parameter right
there. No, you can just say your three biggest influences if you like.
Okay, so I think number one, which I'm going to say, which is slightly relevant to a music video that might be dropped later on this month.
Holy moly!
Is the Beach Boys. We are very influenced by the Beach Boys.
I get that vibe.
Sweet harmonies. I think... I have to say it because a lot of people shout it at me, but there's a band called Weezer that we sound quite a bit like as well, and a lot of people...
I know who Weezer are.
There you go. Wow.
I know Weezer.
A lot in common.
Me and Weezer go way back. And number three?
And number three? Influential. I'm going to say Morrissey.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know why, but I thought you were going to say Britney Spears, but you didn't.
No. If anything, I couldn't care less for Britney Spears. No, I'm sorry.
Do you know what though? Beach Boys is definitely a vibe because I watched one of your videos the other day, and I actually was when I was watching, I thought this is very Beach Boys, but in a sort of like very 2016 kind of way.
Wow, well, you just wait.
Okay. Do you see? You've got a few videos out already, but is it not the most fun thing in the world to film videos?
It is, and it we also make the video. So being on the good side, this side of the camera is great. But then we have to do all of the other side as well. I say we, it's Rob the drummer, but he's not here. So, and he's probably not even listening. Let's face it.
If he's not, rude. Let's be mean about him and then see if he says anything to you.
Well, I'm allowed to swear, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah, you can say loads of fucking stuff.
He's a what's it, isn't he?
Oh, that don't one. Say that! Mm. No, we'll get chucked off the air.
That's the one word you can't say.
You can't say what's it. You can only say quaver.
So many
Wait, Chris joke. Sorry, that was horrible, Chris joke. So, what is the first thing? Oh, I already. No, I haven't. What is the first thing other than water that you ask for on your rider, and you can't say water?
Because it is water, so it would have to be the second thing. I think peace.
Peace and love.
Yeah, well, love world as peace, a bonus, or just like I just go for peace in general, like world peace. Yeah, a lot of venues struggle with that one, and I like to think if Spring King asked for peace, they'd probably get it. But
well, do you know what I mean? It's just like, so do you second as a beauty queen as well, or is it just getting you at your due? Because I mean, that's usually what beauty queens say is their first.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I thought you were just looking at me and going, "He must."
No, you're
model.
A very, very beautiful person. I must say, and if only all of you listening were here in the studio to see what I'm seeing right now. But yeah, are you a beauty queen as well, or is it just music for you?
It's mainly just music. I do sell my body, but that's for another business.
Right. Separate reasons.
I'd rather not speak about it.
Are you sure you don't want to promote that on the show as well?
Okay. My mum's listening.
One more thing. One piece of advice you'd give to up-and-coming bands like yourselves that are... Well, you're not up-and-coming anymore, but...
We've came.
You've come now, Jamie.
That sounded very sexual, too.
When I said it, it was fine.
No.
Why is everything that I say sexual, Nat? Jamie, one piece of advice you'd give to up-and-coming bands...
Sure.
Drink lots of water.
Drink lots of water, and don't be afraid to like shout out to bands that you want to do stuff with live on radio. So
tell me, give me some.
I'm gonna say it. I wasn't prepared for this, but I guess if I had to do something with my favorite band of all time, which is not an influence, but I just love, which is Status Quo.
Oh, I thought you said De Disso. I was like, what's that? No, status quo?
Status quo
listen to this
if
show
they're listening,
every week. So,
And we get a support. It will be because of me saying that.
Perfect. But also,
that's my
it could
advice.
Be because of this show. So we would take some
Perhaps.
Of the credit.
You could open the night.
No, I could just come on and say,
support.
Get in you.
There you go.
In a really creepers way. Creepers. And I could maybe do Status Quo as well. Status Quo. It's not so sexy.
Not
so sexy. Okay, so before you go, we're going to play a game that we play every week on this show. It's called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Nice.
Do you like that?
Yeah, can I hear it again, please?
Yes.
Desert Island Dicks.
That's
nice.
Sexier than you. There, I said it.
Jamie, I think that's a little bit rash.
That was a bit rude.
That's
wasn't it?
Rash. No, it's a rash decision to make because you haven't actually heard me say it in a sexy way yet.
Okay.
Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
No, he's better.
That's sexier. That's
no,
sexier.
It is.
That was like a dick off there, wasn't it?
That was a dick off.
A pool dick off. He's a football player. There you go.
But is he?
Yes, he is.
Poor chap. Jamie, on behalf of Get Inuit, can you tell us what your Desert Island Dick is? And it's got to be a song that you hate more than anything in the world. Because not necessarily that you hate the actual song, but you might just hate to hear it over and over again on a desert island.
Yep, I actually was in the waiting room when you played this.
Oh, so you had a bit of time to prep.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. And mine would be All the Things She Said by Tattoo.
Oh my gosh, the lesbian song.
They're not
the pretend lesbian song. We all know they're
campaign.
They both had long-term boyfriends. Absolute bastards. Very good choice. I wish we had that to play now because it's like so hideous.
It is.
I feel like you should cover that because your voice is really beautiful, got a lot of levels. I can go high and also low. Oh, she's looking for it. Look, she's looking in the system for Tattoo.
Do you want me
confident.
To fill time?
I feel confident that this show... Oh.
Oh.
Do your best cover.
Yeah. I bet you don't know the words, do you?
Yeah. It's tricky. They're hard to remember. But
I only know it in Russian. Have you got auto-tune on? Could you turn auto-tune on, please?
We're harmonising right now. This is not
That's nice.
Wow.
Do you want to rethink that?
Get Inuit. To that song.
That's going to be in my head all day. Yeah.
All the things you said, running through Jamie's head, through his head.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in here and talking to us about stuff.
That was my pleasure.
Jamie,
it's
been our pleasure. I promise you that. Please, can you... We're going to play... do you know what we're going to play next?
I have no idea what you're going to play.
Okay, we're going to play My Oh My, but we'd love it if you...
I wrote that one.
Yeah. Did you?
Hello.
Hello, that's me.
That's why I'm here.
So can you do some words before we play the song?
Oh, so I just got to introduce it.
Do like a monologue about the song. No, you can just introduce it. That'd be lovely.
Okay, so I'm Jamie from Get Inuit. As you all know, you've been listening for the past 3 to 4 minutes. And this is one of the songs that I wrote with my friends. And it's called My Oh My. It's a good song. It's not great.
It's a great song. Stop it.
Okay. It's a great song. But please don't tune out.
Woo!
What's wrong with my head? What's wrong with my brain, mate?
Got a curse of some sort?
He's got a dark aura, we were told last week. So maybe
last
that's...
week, I've got a dark aura by a witch.
She wasn't a witch, she's an actress.
But I've just imagined, in the time in between, I've basically changed her in my head into a witch.
She's not a witch.
She's an actress.
She wasn't a witch, she's an actress.
She's an actress. She's in the West End at the moment.
Every Monday.
From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Fine, I'm good, and yourself?
How are you feeling on the Thursday?
I come back from Amsterdam. I'm tired, but I'm good.
Are you come back today?
No, I didn't come back today. I'm lying.
Did you have a nice time?
It was amazing. I went for the weekend, come back on Tuesday.
And you're still tired?
Yeah.
What were you up to?
I'm not going to say too much.
Not allowed to say. So I want to kick off by talking about, because obviously we're going to talk about style and flows in a little hot minute. But I want to talk about telling me this because it is such a tune. Like,
thank you.
It's so like.
Light up Kent Jones.
It's a big tune.
Thank you.
And you've just dropped it on the 5th of August.
Yeah.
And it's a straight banger, Tell me how this came about.
You know the funny thing? Everyone actually thinks it's my song. It's reached that stage. It's one guy called Kent Jones. He signed to DJ Khaled's We the Best. Yeah.
Oh, sick. So,
but what it was every single time I heard this song, in my head, I heard Skepta and Konnichiwa.
Every time.
So in my head, I'm like, please, Skepta, remix it, please. I don't know why. And then he didn't. Obviously, he was busy doing what he was doing. And I was like, let me go studio quickly.
Done the chorus. The chorus is just catchy as hell.
So catchy.
And then the verse, I just felt myself a little bit. And then obviously the fast bit, this is what I naturally do.
Yeah.
So yeah, everything just kind of made sense.
And are you going to officially release it? Because it's not officially on iTunes, is it?
I wish it was my song.
You're not allowed.
I'm not. But...
But I love it, though. I love that you can do that as well. It's so good that you can get music out like that when you just want to do something, you can just do it. Because back in the day, that you couldn't really do that.
You can't. Do you know what it is? It's, obviously, it was because I wanted to... We've got Style and Flow's remix coming up. So I just needed something to kind of be in between it.
Yeah.
And
the song was tasty.
Yeah. And the song was already done. So every single person that hears it, they're like, right, he's got all right voice and all of these other things. And I'm like, well, duh. Do you know what I mean? You get what I mean?
Well, duh.
Well, duh.
So now we're going to move on to Style and Flows because it is it's too much. Featuring JME.
This song is out. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Boy Better Know Royalty.
You're done. No, you know how that thing set and you can me.
Oh, my God. Tell me everything. How did you two get together on this?
Basically, what's happened was I come back from Uganda in January and Heavy Trackers, the people that produced the song, they sent me like a good 3-4
beats.
Who
are incredible, by the
They're
way.
Amazing.
So sick.
Large Up G Tank. You've got my hairline at the moment, but it's not the same thing. But anyway, yeah. And then... he sent me like 4 songs and one of them was actually called Jamie's and it sounded like a Jamie, old school Jamie sort of song. So I said to myself, imagine getting Jamie on this. This would be amazing.
Yeah.
So I reached out and then he sent me the verse 2 weeks after and I was like, God is good.
Oh my God. Yeah. That is some positive thinking you were doing for that.
Yeah, and my thing, me and God, we talk every night.
250,000 views on YouTube and 70,000 listens on SoundCloud. And that is big.
God is good.
How did it feel when it started to kick off and you were just like, whoa, this is going somewhere? Like,
I said to myself, do you know they're telling me this? I said, if this gets 100,000 views or was it views or plays? Yeah, 100,000 views, I'll release the audio.
Yeah.
It got... how much did it get? 60,000 in like 3 days or 70,000. And I was like, this is mental. And then I was just mad excited. I was like, okay, God's working. This is the bit where you just shut up and just take
do
the blessings.
Do your thing and smile and be happy.
Yeah. So it was amazing. And obviously it's on TV. It's everywhere now. So I'm back. So this is what I kind of wanted for the comeback, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
And yeah, God's working in my favor at the moment.
And the JME, I love the little video, like, it's sick.
Nah, thank you. Thank you.
I really like it. Did you have a lot of fun filming it?
It was such a gas because, do you know what it is? I was more excited to actually have a conversation and see Jamie more than the
just
song.
Just sort of actually link up and get to sort of know each other.
And no, do you know what it is? I've known him since I was 14. Like they.
You've known each other for ages anyway?
Yeah. Because he's from North London. He's in Meridian. He lives like 2 minutes away from, well, he used to live 2 minutes away from my house. And when I was young, I was in Private Caller. If you check Skepta, that Private Caller video, if you see the kid that kicked Jamie's phone box, it was the amazing big man right here. So I think
how was your foot after that?
It wasn't that. Actually, I ran, so it was a bit. But I went back to school after, and everyone's like, "Oh my God, you was in Skeptics." I'm like, "Come on, I'm gonna do this music thing. Watch." And then obviously, God,
that's so cool though that you went back and you were like, "This is what I'm gonna do. This is what I want to do with my life. I'm gonna just go and do it." And then here you are doing it.
Yeah, I do this thing.
That's so nice. Tell me, obviously, there's grime right now is big.
Yeah,
people are loving it. Finally,
yeah.
I mean, I've loved grime for a long, long time, but in the mainstream, it is finally touching people.
100%.
And in the US, which is like, for them, they've never even, it's like a thing now.
They're gassed at the moment.
And it's obviously a really exciting time to be in grime, but who would you say are your sort of influences within grime or within music in general?
I've got so many because I listen to everyone and I've been listening to everyone, but over here, I would always say DW first because that double SDW. But DW, I think, is the greatest MC of all time. Do you get what I mean? The Skepta, obviously, he's from North London. I'm from North London. We're around the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I mean? Jamie would always have that distinctive thing about him that would just make him the best.
Yeah.
There's so many MCs. And then America. Jay-Z, the big man, you get me? The Drakes, the Kanye West, the Rihannas. Rihanna, just because of where she's taken it as a female, like Madonna to me was the close, Madonna and Beyonce. And then obviously Rihanna, etc.
It's about it's different for a woman in the industry, isn't it?
100%. It's not people kind of downplay women, but I don't think they should because women like it takes a lot for starters. It takes a lot for you to be like, do you know what? I'm going to put my life in the open. I'm going to let people judge me. I'm going to whatever because it does get frustrating as an artist. But at the same time, for a woman to do it, no disrespect to no woman, but women like it's very hard for women to put their insecurities out there and women care a lot of what other people feel.
And so they get analysed in different ways, don't they? Like, no one's like taking pictures of your bum, are they? And putting it on the front of the newspaper.
Even.
That's the problem. It's like...
Yeah, so for women to do that, I appreciate them.
And Bad Gal Riri does it very, very well. She does not give any fucks at all.
But this is why I think she's got the most money at the moment for her
age.
She
literally is like, I really couldn't give any fucks.
But I think those are the people that go in the end, the ones that start not giving a fuck.
And that she also cares so much about her fans.
No, she does. She actually does. Wait, yeah, she does.
Yeah. She loves her fans. Like, not like Avril Lavigne, who fucking hates her.
Serious. What did their fans do to her?
I don't know, man. She just fucking hates them.
I think she hates money.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Not something that I hate. Can't say I've ever hated
I've never
anything.
Hated money either, you know.
So we've referenced a lot, you know, where you grew up. How has that influenced your art, your music?
I kind of feel the beginning stages, because obviously I moved to Woodford like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
3 or 4 years ago, for like a year and a half with my group Marvel. But Tottenham, to me, I never left Tottenham when I was young. Before I started doing music, I never really left Tottenham. That's all I knew. I just thought this is the only thing that exists in life apart from Uganda.
Yeah.
And then when I started doing music, I got to go to East London, South London, West London. And after a while, I started going there by myself, because I never used to leave Tottenham without a few people. Because obviously growing up in a hood, you kind of think to yourself, oh, I need to be around these people, whatever.
Yeah.
So it influenced my music. It gives me that raw element, that I don't give a F mentality.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you always have to look at it like you're trying to progress. You're trying to get better as a person and as a musician as well. Do you get what I mean? So sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone to really kind of push the boundaries.
And what would you say to budding grime artists that are like, you know, following your, you know, as you said, you were, was it 16 you featured in Skepta's video?
Yeah.
You knew 14. You wanted to, 14, yeah. You knew you wanted to do it then.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to future grime artists?
There's 7 billion people in the world. Your story matters. So your story,
I love that.
That was amazing, isn't it? I even read it as well.
I didn't even know that. I love that you knew how many people there are in the world.
I guessed. your story is actually the best story.
Yeah.
Like, I can't talk about anyone else's story. This is why a lot of people are talking about so much stuff that other people have already spoke about and we don't care about them.
Yeah.
Whereas it's like, say, for example, me, my dad passed away in August. No one, other people's...
Sorry to hear that.
It's life, I can't say it, but thank you. Other people's parents might have died in August, but it wasn't the same story as mine.
Yeah.
So even me, I put like a song out on Grime Daily about my dad's situation, and so much people love it, so much people appreciate it, and I'm like, because I was real, it made sense. Do you get what I mean? So just be real to yourself, and always do it for you as well, because some people, it is good to help people, but if you haven't sorted yourself out and you haven't, how can you help people?
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So yeah, be real and do it for yourself as well.
Do you feel that, you know, with things, because bad things happen in life, you know, as you've just demonstrated, hard things, you know, scary things, do you feel that those kind of things help you with your music, and in the sense that you can sort of let out emotion and let out sort of the way you feel into your music, as opposed to, you know, like a normal person would just day to day?
I think everything is a balance. So everything, there's good, there's bad, there's night, there's day.
Yeah.
So you, like, as much as even down to that situation, yeah, it hurt me, it hurt my family and everything. It gave, I even felt down for like a good month or two.
Yeah.
But after coming back from Africa, it gave me the strength to kind of build myself up and be like, you need to do this.
Yeah.
This is what you're supposed to do. And I might have been lazy before that happened. Mm-hmm. And then that might have been what God sent for me to actually sort certain situations out that I might not have sorted out before that. Do you get what I mean? So I kind of feel like you need them sort of stuff to happen in your life anyway, for you to be whole anyway.
And it seems like the music is really reflecting, because it's so good.
Thank you.
And, you know, your heart and soul is clearly in it.
Of course.
Tell me a bit about the remix that's coming up for Style and Flows.
All right, so boom, bam, bing, and everything I'm playing. It's got Heavy Trackers produced it.
Yeah.
It's got Cadet on it.
Sick.
And it's got Young Tribes. And
oh, my God, I'm looking forward to this.
No one expected Young Tribes to be on it, because it's a grime song, but he waved all over the song. So I think it's dope. I kind of felt like I needed to go back to the street.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? And nothing's better than these two people. I watch these two people as well. I appreciate these two people's music as well, and I wish them nothing but success.
And how do you feel about collabs? Do you like getting in the studio with other people? Do you like working on beats with other people?
I love it, but I wish it was more easier.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's busy, so sometimes you have to look at it as that.
Yeah.
But it isn't. Do you know it is? nothing's better than bringing things together. Do you get what I mean? It's like, if God wanted us to be, if he wanted, God wanted me to just be by myself in this life, he would have done that. But when you get together with a woman, you create a beautiful child, and do you get me?
Yeah.
So same thing with just life in general. When you mix things together, nothing but good should come out of it if both of your hearts are in the right place.
You've got some beautiful words.
Please don't gas me. I feel myself already. Like.
Yeah.
No, I'm playing. I'm playing.
He's filling himself.
Thank you. Thank you.
So quick question before we go. What's the most important thing on your rider? You know, you're about to do a gig. What is that one thing that you cannot live without before you start off?
Myself. No, I'm playing. What's the most important? Do you know what it is? I can act. I'm not really too fussed, to be honest, if I'm really honest. But just put women there, we'll be fine. I'm lying, I'm actually lying.
No women.
No, water.
Water. Fine, yeah. Everyone loving water today. Yeah. Okay, before you go, we play a little game on the show called Desert Island Dicks. This is where I send you to a desert island and you have to tell me what your idea of hell of a track that you'd be stuck with on there. Now, it can be a track that you once liked, but now you hate it and you can't bear to hear it over and over again on a desert island. Or you could straight up just hate this song. So, Double S, what would be your desert island dick?
Wow. What song do I hate at the moment? I don't hate a lot. Maybe old school songs, but do you know what it is? I'm going to probably leave here and then remember. Let me just... Sorry,
you can have a minute. Don't worry.
Okay.
A lot of people, it's quite a difficult thing to think of on the spot, but it's usually that first one that comes into your head that you're thinking right now that is the one you should say.
Kylie Minogue. La, la, la.
That is so far from what I expected you to say.
No. Do you know that would piss me off if I'm just on an island and I'm just there like that and then I'm here. La, 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 la,
I mean, that would piss me off right now, let alone on an island.
It was a banger when I was younger.
Although, big love to Kylie because she's a mega babe.
Of course. No, she's buff, you know.
Yeah. She really is.
Yeah, babe.
Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us,
it's
babe.
Okay, it's okay, darling.
Please, can you introduce your brand new single?
All right, so Boom Bam Bing and everything I'm playing. It's Double S, also known as the Flow Father. This is Style and Flows featuring JME, produced by Heavy Trackers.
Yeah. Yes!
In the belly of the beast, went to open doors, man's gotta move keys. But I'm A-star, I don't need to move B. Got women north, south, to the west, to the east. And all of them gal are freaks, don't think I'm a pussy cause I don't talk breeze. Little nigga, I would rather be talking peas. But you don't wanna see me with me and my G's. Can you name a better MC? Anybody with a better remedy? Boy, better know that there's no better boy than Double S and JME. They don't do it like me. Can the flow better run the beat? Fuck them niggas, Double, I'm a 10-figure nigga, can they ever compete?
If the talking style and flows, running right through this thing. If they wanna know what I do to the shows, running right through this thing. I had a man of talking peas, running right through this thing. I guess that I'm in too deep. Running right through this thing. Running right through this thing. Running right through this thing. Running right through this. Running right through this. Running right through this thing. Running right through this thing. Running right through this thing. Running right through this. Running right through this. Running right through this thing.
I used to play house and garage in a stolen whip. Now I own all three. I do this thing properly. Even the boy them can't boy JME. 15 years deep, so everybody wanna clone my style in the scene. We call them the JME Symphony, cause they're a phony simulation of me. Integrity, I am who I wanna be. When you see my face on the street, it's the same JME that you see on the screen. On set now, everybody knows I don't wear makeup, I don't borrow no clothes. How you see me in the video, that's how I turn up and that's how I went home.
If they talk inside and flows, run right through this thing. If they wanna know what I do to the shows, run right through this thing. I heard a man talking peas, run right through this thing. I guess that I'm in too deep. Run right through this thing. Run right through this thing. Run right through this thing. Run right through this. Run right through this. Run right through this thing. Run right through this thing. Run right through this thing. Run right through this. Run right through this. Run right through this thing.
Hey. Ay, I'm a young J-Hover, I make gal move up the body like soul, cut the flows fire, your ashes stop, drop, roll over. Nigga, hold your corner, double like a killer MC, I'm a mic controller, and I can freeze time cause a nigga got colder, I got older, nothing changed but persona, you're a courser and I'm a rover. The name's double so there ain't nothing to this, I'm the father, you already knew this, you might see me on the strip like a nudist. I don't need a stunt double, I do this, women wanna see my piece like a Buddhist, they want love, I don't know about Cupid. The flow so explosive and money's to the motive, even though I do it for the music.
If the talking style and flows, run it right through this thing. If they wanna know what I do to the shows, run it right through this thing. I heard a man talking peas, run it right through this thing.
I guess that I'm in too deep. Why do I do this thing? Why do I do this thing? Why do I do this thing? Why do I do this? Why do I do this? Why do I do this thing? Why do I do this thing? Why do I do this thing? Why do I do this? Why do I do this? Why do I do this thing? Why do I do this thing? Why do I do this thing? Why do I do this? Why do I do this? Why do I do this thing? Why do I do this thing? Why do I do this thing? Why do I do this? Why do I do this? Why do I do this thing?
Project where I want to get photos with rappers and hip hop people, but where they're smiling.
Yeah,
you know, it's like always when you get photos with like rap people, screwed, and they're yeah. like screw face.
You gotta tickle them. That's the best way to do it. Is tickle them as soon as you see that click about to happen. Tickle.
Like,
no, don't get off me. Yeah, DMX. Like, no, stop it.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Time to be done with you. Feels good when I wake in the morning, let the sun come through. I'm not thinking about it. Feeling good when I look in the mirror, my skies are blue. So alone, loving me's overdue. Should've done it when you had your chance. Now look at you.
From Grace, Hell of a Girl. She sounds a bit like sort of Paloma Faith vibes in that. I like it.
She does, actually. You're right. I was thinking about that during the song.
What a show of guests. Incisive, Get Inuit, and Double S.
they've all been amazing today,
so
actually.
Good,
really funny and just nice people, and yeah, that was so much fun with all of them.
Yeah, I really enjoyed interviewing them. That was some of my most fun interviews ever, if I'm honest with you. And up next we've got Alexander Amore coming on the phone from LA, but first we're going to do a bit of music news and reviews.
Yes.
First of all, I'm going to talk about Rivers, who we just played a minute ago. We played their track Falling. Their EP is out now and you need to go and get it. It's featuring Falling, Friend Lover, Kill My Fears and Last Love, and loads, and it's 5 tracks I think, and it's about the first stage of a relationship when it's all really passionate and sort of you know, sexual. I don't know. I'm putting that word into their mouth.
They didn't say it.
Yes, it's very get into it. Charlotte and Finn, who comprise Rivers, they're doing really well at the moment. They just supported Florence the Machine at British Summertime. They're absolutely smashing it. So go and check them out. Their brand new EP is out right now. Also, Blossoms have released their self-titled album now. As you know, like, I've recently really got into indie because I'm a bit more of a hip-hop and R&B girl, but I love Blossoms. I think they're wicked. I think they're really cool. So go and check out their new album, Blossoms, which is out now. Giggs. Mm. My babe Giggs released his album, Landlord. It's going so well. Enemy got into a big... big trouble for completely idiotically mishearing, like the most absurd mishear in the world. They misheard one of his lyrics as if he said rape
instead of rate. Yes.
And basically wrote an article about how awful they thought it was. I mean, honestly, no one is stupid enough to talk about rape in a song, and if they do, then they're not going to release it. They're not going to be a huge artist like Giggs. And also, he wouldn't talk about that anyway, but to not fact check that, it was just absurd. Anyway, they released an apology, but...
which he's accepted, to be fair. He has said.
And also, it makes them just look like dicks.
Yeah.
In the night. I mean, sure, they're lovely people, but it does make you look a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
So that is out now, Landlord. Also, there's an amazing, I think it's on Vice or ID. They did an amazing article where they went round South London pubs and asked actual landlords what they thought of his new album, Landlord. So go and check it out.
Nice.
Jamie T is releasing a new album of songs that, like, I haven't heard any of them yet, and it's suddenly just come. It's called Trick. And you can get 2 tracks right now, Tinfoil Boy and Power Over Men. It's due out on 2nd of September. I'm very excited about it because I love Jamie T.
Yeah. Has he been away for a while? Feels like it.
Yeah, but not really, because he released Zombie and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he did,
yeah,
I don't know if he did like an EP with that track. Or maybe, you know, like a zombie.
Yes, I do,
but Zombie is not on this album.
Okay.
Also, bigger than all of this, which we're going to play later because I find it amazing, JoJo. I.e. Get Out, Leave Right Now, who we've talked about on the show before, has released another song featuring Wiz Khalifa, which we're going to play a little bit later, called Fuck Apologies. I just love that she's literally turned into this absolute rebel without a cause, putting the word fuck in your song.
Go on, JoJo.
I mean, thing about that, though, is it does make it hard for them to play it on the radio. That it's not cool radio like this one, where we can say fuck all the time.
Well, the radio edit makes it quite short, probably, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
It's just apologies.
More than short.
When they
more
mask
than short.
The word, I love it when they do on radio edits, and it's like, apology. And it's like,
actually, they did that with, they had Giggs on One Extra, and it was really, it was a really good interview, but all the songs, you could literally barely hear a word he was saying.
Well, it kind of irritates me when I hear radio edit songs, when I know what the word, and it actually just ruins it for me in a little
but
bit.
But also, right? I think a lot of the time, kids know what the word is
as
well.
Of course they know what the word is,
because we don't bleep it. Like, in America, it's so hard bleeped.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you can't hear the first and the second half of the previous two words, because in case you can understand what it's going to be. They actually usually just do a different song. You know, remember like that CeeLo song, Fuck You, and then he changed it to Forget You.
Yeah.
I think a lot of American artists actually just make a whole separate song with no swearing.
No, they do that on films on planes, you know, when they're dubbed, and it's a completely different sentence, but the mouth stays, as you can clearly see them saying fuck, but they're like, fudge! And they're like, oh, that's not what they said at all.
I went to the David Brent premiere last night.
Did you?
As I mentioned earlier on the show, it was good. It was a really well-written script and stuff. I think he did a really good job of... the actors in it were really, really fantastic. I've worked with some of them before. I used to be a runner, and I've worked with some of them on Phone Shop, and they're really funny. A lot of very funny people.
Yeah, well, obviously, we had Doc Brown here doing a show.
And he was incredible. He was a real standout actor in the film. And the whole thing was really nice, and I got a free bag of pop chips, which, you know, honestly, is real.
If you take away one thing from a night, is if you get a free bag of pop chips, it's a success, really, isn't
it? I mean, I've never paid for a bag of pop chips. I don't know how they make any money. They're always free everywhere I go. They have pop chips.
They're so popular.
Either pop chips or popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
which is both are nice.
They're very good, very acceptable.
So go and check it out. If you're a big fan of The Office and David Brent, you will enjoy it. Like, it's that awkward comedy that, like, it does make you uncomfortable, but also it has a really sad, deeply sort of depressing element to it, which is really quite actually enjoyable to watch, because you almost want, you don't want to hate David Brent, you want to love him, and by the end you really love him, even though he acts like a complete twat for the whole film.
He has had mixed reviews. I was just looking through them earlier, and you know, like the Guardian, I think it was 3 out of 5. Empire 2, you know, so, but then other people absolutely love it as well and say
it's for me, it's not like my kind of film. It's not. I'm more of an Alan Partridge girl than a David Brent girl. But it is still, I feel like when I watched it, I was like, this is a really well made film.
Yeah.
That's what I felt about it.
And it, well, it's on Netflix, isn't it, next year? So I'll be watching that.
Right, we're going to play some more music now. Up next, we have the one and only JoJo. This is her track with Wiz Khalifa, and it's called Fuck Apologies.
I ain't apologizing for shit. Yeah. I do what I want. And JoJo does too.
Saw it in your eyes. When you said goodbye, you didn't even try. So this time I don't care. And honestly, I was just about to pick up the phone, and then I realized that I didn't do nothing wrong. You would even tell two lies to prove that you were right. Not this time. What you want from me? I would say I'm sorry if I really meant it. Fuck apologies. I would say I'm sorry if I really meant it. I'm not perfect, I got pride. That's not what it is this time. So fuck apologies. I would say I'm sorry if I really meant it. If I really meant it.
And it wasn't even tough, cause I could see the signs. Now you're stuck, call an Uber up if you need a ride.
What you want?
JoJo, Fuck Apologies. I've got Alexandra Amore on the phone. How's it going?
Hey, doing good.
All the way from the USA. Are you in LA right now?
No, I'm actually in New York.
Oh my God, incredible. What's the weather like?
Very muggy.
Is it hot?
Not the best.
Is it hot,
yes,
though?
Hot and sweaty.
Lovely. So tell us a bit about, you've got a brand new single, Not Easy to Love, which is out now. The video's out. We can all go and watch it. Tell us a bit about the track.
Yeah, well, I wrote it December of last year when I started to get into a new relationship. Basically, my confessions of only experiencing heartbreak up till this relationship, which has been going strong for 8 months now.
Amazing.
So it kind of redirected the sound of my music, the relationship. I started writing. All my music that I'm releasing has been written since I met the man that I'm in love with. And the project's just going in a really good direction of pop soul. So it's, you know, it's been a 7-year process trying to find my voice, and Not Easy to Love is definitely depicting on what the sound is that I'm going to be creating forever.
And how does it feel to kind of get to that stage where you found your voice and you know kind of the direction you want to go in?
It was relieving, because it's very confusing as an artist when, you know, you're being presented all this music and people want to write for you and you're still not fully developing in your own sound. So you start going off of what everyone else is telling you, what you should do. You should sound more pop. You need to sound more country. And, you know, when you're comfortable in your own voice as an artist, you just create from your soul. And, I mean, that I'm creating music that I didn't know was possible till now. So I'm super happy with the project.
Well, it's really, it's really great. It's really great, and it sounds amazing. But I must ask, as you've said, you're really happy and you're in love. A lot of times, artists say that their sort of best writing comes from when they're really unhappy. But you seem to be flipping the sort of coin on that one. Do you feel that's affected? Is it about sort of just feeling strong emotion when you're writing, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. It was clarity. It was being afraid. It was being extremely happy. It was just a lot of emotion, and it provided the inspiration that I needed to really start writing and singing from my heart and my soul.
And you recently opened for Earth, Wind & Fire, which must have been incredible. Tell us about that gig.
Oh, yeah. That was an amazing gig. That was when I was back in L.A. I won a reverbation contest with Bomb Pop Radio, and they had this huge show for Earth, Wind & Fire at House of Blues before it closed down on Sunset. And I was able to open up, and it was awesome. It was my first time performing in LA.
Incredible. Was it a good night?
Oh, my God, yeah. It was so much fun. I got to meet everybody. Everyone was very sweet. My mom came. She was rocking out, a fangirl, Earth, Wind & Fire. Yeah, so everyone had a great time.
This might sort of be the answer to the next question, but what would you say was your sort of highlight of your career so far? Because you've been doing a lot of exciting stuff. You've got amazing videos out. You've got loads of YouTube subscribers and fans who are absolutely loving your music. But what would you say was your highlight so far?
Well, one of my favorite performances in October of last year, which is the night that I met the guy that I'm dating right now, he actually invited me to perform for his grand opening at the World Trade Center.
Wow.
So everybody in the building was, you know, Marc Jacobs was front row. Just, there's all these socialites that have huge companies. And I've never performed for that year, you know, of people in my life. So I was the most nervous ever. The view is beautiful. We were on the 68th floor of World Trade. And we flew in from L.A. I got stage, did one rehearsal with my band, performed 30 minutes after, and
oh, I think we've lost you, Alexandra. Oh, we've hear you again. Sorry, we lost you for a second there. Can you just say that again?
No.
Sorry.
Which part did you lose me at?
Oh, no, we just lost you when you were saying you were performing on... You only had one rehearsal, and then 30 minutes later, you performed.
Yes. Yeah, and 30 minutes later, I was on stage performing for this massive amount of people and just very influential people. And I had never experienced anything like that before, so I felt like it was a step up in my career, you know?
And did it go well? Did you feel good afterwards?
Yeah, I did. I did. You know, it made me... It expanded my mind on my audience and what future shows, how I wanted them to be, and, you know, it was just an amazing night. I felt super inspired after that.
Well, it sounds like an incredible night, and also just an amazing all-round experience with the audience and also the location and everything.
Oh, my God, it was gorgeous. Yeah, it was gorgeous. Very blessed to have had that opportunity.
So you put a lot of your music, you do a lot of singing and covers and stuff on your YouTube. You've got a big YouTube following. How do you feel like that's affected your music, your sort of YouTube, the YouTube style of fans?
Ooh, well, it definitely helped create my first tier of fan bases.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it started. That's how I kind of asked people if you like my voice or not, you know, and it encouraged me to keep going with my music and produce my own. So it started with the covers, and then, you know, I was found in college, dropped out of college, left with this indie label, and started creating my own music after posting the covers. So it really started my career, and it gave me the confidence as a performer to capitalize on what I was doing and to keep going with it.
It's an amazing platform, isn't it, for sort of up-and-coming artists to use it?
It is, especially if you have no experience, because you get to see feedback, you get to see, you know, it opens doors for you. When people, if they like what they see, they're going to want to help you grow as an artist.
Yeah.
Development and everything else that comes with it.
That is incredible. So tell us, what have you got in store for the next year? I know that you're busy doing a lot of writing over the next year, but what's sort of coming next for you?
Well, after Amor Unplugged is fully released this fall, I just want to be performing. I'm having meetings with different labels currently, and I really want to set it up for next year to have my...
Oh, we've lost you. Sorry, we lost you again on the most crucial bit. You're about to tell us. Can you try again? Sorry.
Oh, no, now you're...
Can you hear me? Oh, no.
I think I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
I can hear you.
Perfect. Sorry, babe.
Okay.
You were about to tell us something about next year. Yeah. We are so far apart.
Next year, I'm doing all these live performances. I'm finishing Amor Unplugged, having the EP ready to go perform wherever. And we're also meeting with different labels, and I'm setting up showcases for first quarter to find my home and really just open on tour and start a tour. I mean, I'd love to come to the UK. That's one of my most desired places to perform, because my first-tier fan base was... A lot of them are from the UK.
Well, we can't wait to have you over here, so you better get over here quickly.
I can't wait to be there.
And make sure you come on the show. Make sure you come and see us on the show if you do come over here. Thank you so much for chatting to us all the way from New York. Please, could you introduce your brand new single for us?
Can I what?
Please, can you introduce your brand new single for us?
I can't hear you, babe. It's breaking up.
Oh, no, don't worry. We're going to play it now. This is Alexandra Amor, Not Easy to Love. Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
Had many men in my life, said I'd make the perfect wife, but back and forth is all I know.
All she knows.
So running away leaves me in control. that's how we show our love. Hearts racing fast, I can't get enough. Up and down, that's how we lose it all. Indiscretions, baby, it's your call. Not easy to lie.
Presents
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester.
Or my other alias, Aggressive Weapon.
Aggressive Weapon's a don, don't you think that?
Yeah, I love an aggressive weapon.
I bet you.
Boy, nah.
Before we even started the show, she made an innuendo.
Did I?
For real? About you going up in her junk.
So I couldn't find your email. I said I would check if you were in my junk.
That's how insignificant I am. How can I go unnoticed in someone's junk?
Yeah.
That's pretty insignificant. That's not sneaky.
Never sneak into somebody's junk.
Never.
No, never.
Don't do that at all.
Don't
ever.
Worry. I don't
never
plan.
Force your way in or sneak in.
Every Wednesday.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Till the truth starts to click. There's so much space in this bed. These sheets go for months. Dreams of your smile. I don't wanna be just a memory. And I don't wanna feel your wings break free. Because without you, I'm lost in the breeze. I gotta be strong now. I gotta show you how I love you like I've never ever loved somebody. I'll give you things you didn't even know you wanted. Don't tell me that it's not enough. My time is up, you're over us. Cause I think I might do anything for you if you just let me. Is still fresh, and the smell of your scent. How could I forget your words? How they cut me to shreds. But to tell you the truth, every piece is for you. I don't want to be just a memory, and I don't want to feel your wings break free. Cause without you, I'm lost in the breeze. I gotta be strong now. I gotta show you how I love you like I've never ever loved somebody. I'll give you things you didn't even know you wanted. Don't tell me that it's not enough. My time is up, you're over us. Cause I think I might do anything for you.
You Let Me featuring Grades. That's the brand new one from Sinead Hartnett. She's been away for a little minute, hasn't she?
She's back.
Thank you so much to all of our fantastic guests today. Incisive, Get Inuit, Double S, and Alexandra Amore, all the way from New York.
Yeah, some of the best guests I think we've had.
A lovely jubbly day, to be honest with you, Nat.
Brilliant day.
I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Don't worry, it will be on the FUBAR Radio website tomorrow, so you can download it as a podcast and listen to my voice again and again and again and again and again.
Do it. And listen to you saying, Get Inuit.
Get Inuit. And listen to me saying, Desert Island Dicks, which is what we're going to play right now, quickly.
Yeah.
So we've had a first Desert Island Dick we've had is from John Foster, who's tweeted us in. Okay. He believes that Fairground by Simply Red.
No, I hate this song.
It's coming home already. To you.
Oh no.
Even if na-na-na-na-na make it. Yes, I. Yeah, but you know the fucking words, don't you?
Yeah.
I actually like it. Light shining through.
Honestly.
Listen to that beat.
If I heard that,
why
one
does
time,
everyone hate Mick Hucknall?
That's just shit, isn't
why
it?
Why does everyone hate Mick Hucknall?
If I heard that song on a desert island, I'd just probably drown myself.
Tell
just
you
before
what,
before it even ended the first time.
Mick Hucknall and Marty McCutcheon, his ex-girlfriend, have some beef.
Oh yeah, because he's fed up with, you know, her apparently trading off the fact
vomiting
that she's famous
in
by
his
him, which he denies. I love the idea that she was.
But why just let her have it? It's fine. Let
take
her have it.
Take it, Martine. What else has she got?
I mean, it's only making her look like, it's not like he vomited in her dreads.
I mean, if I was going up somebody wearing dreads, I probably would just be sick of them as well.
Just anyway,
get rid of it. Just get rid of your dreads, please.
Another Desert Island Dick here,
yes.
Is from Polly. Hello, my Desert Island Dick is Aqua Barbie Girl, classic, but wouldn't want to be stuck on a desert island with
it.
Polly, totally agree with you, babe. It's a classic banger. Aqua, who apparently died but actually didn't.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, it was like rumoured they would all died.
Ooh.
But they didn't. That was a lie. They're still alive and hopefully still making bangers like
hopefully,
that.
Hopefully, yeah, yeah. That's
thank you,
great.
Polly. That's a very good Desert Island Dick. And finally, we've got one from Alice. Mm. Yes, girls. My Desert Island Dick is Mims. This is why I'm hot. Not good. I love this song. This is why I'm hot. I mean, it's quite repetitive, so I can imagine it to be quite annoying.
This is why I'm hot.
Oh, we've got another.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I thought we had another.
Oh,
that's not bad. I don't hate
this
that.
Is a good one. Sam's written in, hi, Harriet. My Desert Island Dick is Bob the Builder. Can we fix it? Can you imagine being stuck on a desert island with that?
No.
Oh, my God. No.
No.
Yes, we can.
Simon Cowell record, isn't it? It's part of his label, I believe.
Yeah, but wasn't it Neil Morrissey?
Neil Morrissey, wasn't it?
How weird.
Yeah, but when he gets the
checks, whole thing is quite weird, actually.
He gets some juicy checks for Bob the Builder, though.
I bet he bloody does.
Yeah.
I bet he bloody does. Right, before we go, we've only got about 3.5 minutes left of chat before we have to leave. So I'm going to talk to you a bit about Last Request.
Yes.
We must get someone random to do the drop for Last Request, you know?
Yeah.
Last Request. Shall I just ask Simon Cowell to do it?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, cool. I'll get that for next week. I'll get him to WhatsApp
straight
me.
Straight onto that, please. Yeah.
Right, so our first Last Request comes from Helen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Helen. Hi, guys. My Last Request is Beck.
Oh
wow.
My god, have you heard that? That's like my favourite song.
I know.
Song of the
I actually, as soon
year.
As I read that, I was like, shit, she's going to be annoyed because I haven't picked that as my design.
Helen, please get in touch every week because I want that.
Yeah,
to be
Helen,
played.
Email back next week because I will play it because I actually have, having read that out loud, realised that Beck is like, Nat is literally obsessed with Beck.
And if I had seen that email, I would just deleted all the other ones and just been, oh, we've just had Helen get in touch with this song. It's
I know,
weird.
That's you are a saboteur.
I am, yeah.
Of such things. But I'm sorry, Nat. I'm afraid.
Good choice, Helen.
In fact, this out of all three last requests that we've been emailed in is my least favourite.
Beck?
Yeah.
I no.
I mean, it is. Wait
I
till you hear the other
that.
Two. Wait
okay,
till you hear the other two before you make judgment on me. So, Kate.
He's never going to come in now you've said that. And I've booked him in for next week. So that's his
he's great. He's great. I'm just saying.
He's not wow enough for you, is
not
he?
Not for last request, babe.
Okay,
it's
fine.
A very different vibe.
Fine. Okay, okay. I'm angry.
Kate has emailed in Drake One Dance, best song ever. Now,
okay,
Kate,
right, okay.
On any other day, babe, I would have played that song. In fact, I said to Nat, it's going to be Drake One Dance. And then I saw the final Last Request, which sort of usurped this, which comes from Jack, and it's Britney Spears' Womanizer. And I'm afraid Jack takes the biscuit with this one. I don't even think that's the right phrase, actually.
No, I think
Jack,
I think
you can
taking,
have a biscuit. For,
if you take the biscuit, doesn't mean that
you're taking the
cheeky,
piss.
Yeah.
No, Jack, I take that back. You can have a biscuit for recommending Britney Spears' Womanizer, because for me, if Britney Spears is pushed into the mix, I'm afraid there's not much I can do about about other songs.
How are you ever going to feel? And this will happen one day. Somebody will come in for a Desert Island Dick and say Britney Spears.
I'll just say fuck off, like I do when people say songs I like anyway.
I kind of always wondered, this hasn't happened yet, but I do wonder one day this will happen. Someone will say something and you absolutely love and you'll just have to be like...
What, do you think I'm going to absolutely lose my fucking shit at them and just like...
Yeah, probably. Bam, storm them throw out the studio. Normally it's like guests walk out. Instead it's the presenter walks out and a half.
I'm just going to lean over the desk and headbutt them.
Fine, okay.
But for future guests, just don't diss Britney Spears and that'll
be... That's the golden rule.
Everything will be fine. Right, Natalie, is it time for us to go?
Almost.
Just about exactly.
Wrap up. Let's mention all the guests that have been in today.
Yeah, well, it's been such a good show. Incisive came in earlier, yes. Get Inuit, Double S, and Alexandra Moore all the way from New York.
Yeah.
All mega babes. Please make sure you go and check all of them out. They're all online. We've tweeted all their details and their songs. You can find out so much more about all of them online. So go ahead and do that. Thank you so much to everybody for listening today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Up next, Lizzie Cundy and Andy West. But to finish off the show, thank you, Lord, for Britney Spears. This is Womanizer.
From how's it going? I know you got a clue what you're doing. You can play brand new to all the other chicks out here, but I know what you are, baby. Look at you, getting more than just a re-up. Baby, you got all the puppets with the strings up. Faking like a good one, but I call them like I see them. I know what you are, baby.
Womanizer, woman, womanizer, you're a womanizer.
So bad for you, you just can't find the right companion. I guess when you have one too many makes it hard. It could be easy who you are, that's just who you are, baby. Lollipop, must mistake me or the sucker to think that I will be a victim, not another. Say it, play it how you want it, but no way, I'm never gonna fall for you.